This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble. Feel the starlet crumble.
Coming in on the music. But anyway, I'm sure I'm here now. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, keeping Vincent's feet warm all week. And he has stuff going on in his own life, and so he called me or he emailed me and he asked me if I could help him out. And I said yes, of course, Vincent. You're absolutely great guy. Now, if you want to be a part of the broadcast, you can call on 866-582-9933, and the good people across at GCN will be more than willing to help you to get on the air. And there's no real particular call screening going on that I know of. So if you love me or if you hate me, you know, feel free to call in. You'll find that we're all really good people. We're all really civil people here. And mostly the people who call in, you know, but we ask that you do keep it civil. Okay? Anyway, you know, generally people here, we're all on the same page. We all generally want to achieve the same things. And so you know, you'll find that we're a friendly bunch. Okay, now today's guest is Kyle from Montana. He lives off the grid. I live off the grid as well, but our environments could not be more different. Kyle lives in a cold, temperate area, so he has to deal with really, really severe winters. I live in semi-arid country Victoria, but a lot of the challenges that we face across climates and across continents are the same, and Kyle's wife Sharon will be joining us in the second hour. Hello, Kyle. How are you today?
Good morning, Gwyneth. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. How are you doing?
I am doing quite well. Yeah, actually, my wife and I just got out from the igloo, and actually, you make it sound like it's terrible, but it actually in the summertime up here, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, it would be beautiful.
And quite hot, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that people forget about cold areas. They actually do get really, really hot in the summer.
Yeah, this summer is kind of one exception that has been one of the hottest summers on record. When you get into the high 90s and, you know, that's in the shade, you know, the high 90s in the shade, that's pretty brutal hot for us here. Of course, that's Fahrenheit. And so, yeah, we deal with a lot of things that have really affected my garden this year. You know, the lettuce just barely, it seemed like I had little sprigs of lettuce sprout and get up about maybe an inch high and then just stop. And I had very, very little lettuce this year, and the same thing sort of happened with my broccoli. Instead of creating these nice big heads that we wanted, it kind of got little sprigs of broccoli growing, and then wanted to bolt because of the heat, you know. I don't know what, when you garden there in Australia, I'm sure you deal with a lot more heat. Do you have to shade your plants, or what do you do to protect them the particular species to be able to keep them from just going right into bolt, you know, to put seed out?
Okay. Now, I do a sort of farming here called permaculture. Which is you basically your garden ends up looking like something like a jungle, and we haven't been on this property for very long. We've probably only been here for about 4 years. This is our fifth year here. But with permaculture, what you do is you plant trees in your vegetable patch. Okay, especially deciduous trees and especially deciduous fruit trees. So, but because we haven't been here for very long, our fruit trees aren't very big yet. But many of them started from just a 6-inch tall, cuttings or seedlings. Okay, and now instead of being 6 inches tall, they're about 3 feet tall. That's how we do it. And the soil here is absolutely pathetic. We live on granite country. And so, the soil is very, very poor. It's, not very deep either. The deepest that it would probably ever go is about 3 feet deep to 4 feet deep. And then you hit, you hit a clay layer, which is basically pure, in some places it's kaolinite clay, in other places it's terracotta clay. And then after the clay layer, you've got solid granite bedrock all the way through to the earth's mantle. And it's not very good country at all. So what we do is I get fridges and bathtubs, and I seal any holes in the bottom of them with, there's a product out there in the hardware store called Sully's Needed. Okay? It's a 2-pack epoxy putty. You get it and you need it, and you can seal gaps and gutters, and you can, what I do is I seal up the plugged area in the bathtub and any gaps that might be in the bottom of the fridge or drainage holes that might be in the bottom of the fridge. And then once that's sealed, I drill holes a third of the way from the bottom, and then I fill the up to the drainage holes with a layer of wood chips. And we have wood fires here because, just like, people assume that in a semi-arid climate that it's hot all the time. I assure you it's not. We get really, really cold nights here, and there's not often snow, and it hardly ever lies on the ground. But it certainly gets to, in centigrade, maybe -5 at night during the winter. So we have wood fires, okay? And then on those winter days, it may not get above 10 degrees centigrade. And you may have weeks of this sort of weather in the middle of winter. And in any arid or semi-arid climate, this is what the winters can be like. You have snow in Arizona on a regular basis. And, anyway, getting back to the garden bed, you fill it up with the wood chips, and then you fill it up to the top with well-rotted compost, manure, and so on. And the compost and the manure is composted from the animal dung, okay? We have horse, we have dogs, and, there's there's also, you know, there's various creatures. There's chickens and ducks and all sorts around here. And their manure all gets composted. And here's a key thing that I've discovered. When you're making a compost pile, if you have a wood fire, put the fire ashes onto the compost pile, once they're cold, that is. You put the wood ashes onto the compost pile. And what it does is it kills the pathogens in the manure. Okay? And then you can compost it all together, dog manure, horse manure, chook manure, any sort of manure that you could name. If you have the wood ash, because it's full of naturally occurring caustic soda. And when it gets rained on, and when it gets well composted down, okay, there's no pathogens in the manure anymore. And it's safe to use, if you have put wood ash into the compost, it's safe to use just as you would use any other compost, okay? And the thing is that once the caustic soda has gone away, it goes into the soil. It makes the soil around the compost pile hugely rich. It's just black. And we make our compost in a couple of enormous tractor tires. They would be about 6 feet across, okay? And they sit out near the chicken pen. And the chickens, we put all of our food scraps on top of there as well, and the chickens know that they can usually go to that place and get a feed, because if there's not food scraps there, they scratch, and they are the ones who stir up the compost pile, okay? And this is the thing about permaculture, is you get everything to work together. So, that's how we do it. And we plant it out. And it means, as well as that, we live in a eucalyptus forest. And eucalyptus trees are absolutely notorious for going and sending their roots into your garden bed and sucking the nutrition out. And there's no way to keep them out. And they're enormous. They would be you know, I would say around here between 50 and 100 feet tall eucalyptus trees, and many of them are well over 100 years old. And then we have the adobe mud brick house in the middle of the eucalyptus forest with a cleared area around it, of course. And that's where we live. the mud bricks were formed out of the soil.
And did you say that or yourself?
No, it was built by a pair of hippies back in the 1980s. We're heading into a break.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello there, this is Gwyneth Isaac speaking, keeping the seat warm for Vincent this week. And we have Kyle from Montana on the line, and we're talking about gardens. Now, Kyle, you were mentioning about the sun. I have noticed, okay, just at the beginning of this winter, winter is our main time here for establishing new trees. Because it rains in the winter. It does not rain where we are during the summer. So we may sometimes go for 5 or 6 months at a time with little or no rain. And so trying to establish trees during that time is absolutely, it's not going to happen. And so you get your trees established during the winter, and there's a planting window, and it's from approximately the autumn equinox, the fall equinox, to the spring equinox. Putting any trees in outside of that window, you're wasting your time and you're wasting your money. And in any arid or semi-arid area with winter rainfall, that's more or less how it is. But what I noticed, I put a pomelo tree in. That's it's a hybrid type of grapefruit. Has a very, very large fruit, and it grows to be quite a large tree. It was planted in a bathtub, so it probably won't get as big as what it ordinarily would. And when it gets a bit larger, what I'll do is I'll actually make a garden bed which I'll describe at some time, out on the paddock somewhere, and I'll put it there. But until then, it can grow where it is. But I noticed the solar radiation was making the leaves of this grapefruit tree yellow. And I thought that it was a nitrogen deficiency, because a lot of citrus, they can, that's a problem with citrus, is keeping the nitrogen up to them, because they're so hungry, they're very, very heavy feeders. But then I noticed that it was only the surface layer of leaves that were going yellow, the layer of leaves underneath that weren't getting direct sunlight hitting them were actually completely normal. There is a problem definitely with the sun.
I've noticed that this year with my tomatoes. The top layer of some, not all of the plants, but some of the plants turned yellow, and the ones underneath are just as green as they can be, and I've got tons of tomatoes growing, doing very well. But we have similar things up here as far as no topsoil. I mean, we have about a tablespoon of topsoil per acre around here. it's really poor. So what I did for my garden is, the first thing I did is I put in a 6-foot-high fence to keep the deer out, and I made it really tight to the ground. It's very difficult for anything pretty much to go under it. I haven't had that. I mean, squirrels can run through it, but that's about it. I use 2-inch by 4-inch welded wire. And I cut down about 15 trees, plumb right down to ground level. And then I covered my, it's about a 65 by 65 garden area. And I put in, I went to a friend of mine who has a trucking company, and he had a bunch of old truck tarps that were, you know, 47 feet long, 50 feet long. And I put them down over the whole entire garden. And then I built raised beds. I have some in concrete and some I used wood that I put, that I had some 1x12 and 2x12 wood slabs, and I drove rebar into the ground. And then I had a whole bunch of scrap tin, like the wavy tin, and I cut that, and I put that on the inside of the boards to keep the dirt off of the boards. And then I filled it with a type of a three-way mixture of topsoil, compost, and sawdust, actually.
Yep. That would work really well. Yep. We're heading back into the break. We'll be back soon.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Paper. Notebooks. iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody there. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking, standing in for Vincent this week. And we have Kyle on the line from Montana, and we're discussing our gardens. You know something, Kyle? You were mentioning that idea about the tarpaulins. the truck sides. I've actually thought of using that idea myself, but in the climate that we are in, raised beds, and in an arid or a semi-arid climate, raised beds, unless there's something like a old refrigerator or a bathtub that is basically where you can have a reservoir of water at the bottom, okay, it doesn't work because you need to have something hollowed out in the soil. You need to have like a hole or a low place in the soil. If you have anything raised, it's going to become intolerably dry for most plants. Okay?
Yeah, you know, what I've noticed, it's really interesting because this is the first year that I've ever done that. Normally, we've had regular beds that we made, you know, would pile up over regular dirt, you know, and then compost over the top of them or put mulch over the top of them. But what we have found that works really good for us is that we use the raised beds and we put in sawdust and all, you know, the good, all good soil yeah. and composted leaves and manure, goat manure and stuff like that too. But what we found is that if you do not have some kind of a layer of mulch over the top of them, they do tend to dry out very quickly. But when I put when I first put the beds together, I put most of all of the sawdust down at the bottom. And so what happens is I've got this layer of sawdust, composted sawdust that's been there. It actually was an old mill at one time, and the gentleman that I bought it off of said it had, that mill had burnt down like 30 years ago. And so this is extremely composted sawdust.
Yep.
And I put down about 8 inches of it. Then I put down a couple inches of composted leaves, and then about an inch to 2 inches of goat manure that had been composted for a long time, and then mix that up. But what I found is once you kind of mix that all up and you put plant your seeds and stuff in it, if you water it, the sawdust that down lower will suck up that water and it'll stay longer. It does tend to want to dry out on top, but if you will mulch that a little bit, like we do, we mulch around certain things that really helps. We mulched around our onions for sure, and it makes just giant onions that'll be, you know, 4 inches in diameter, really nice big onions.
Yeah.
But well, I have found that it looks and it feels a lot like a sponge. A sponge will dry out quicker, but at the same time, if you soak it, it'll really hold water for quite a while.
That's right. Well, this is why I mentioned earlier about the fridge gardens and the bathtub gardens that we use, how I put a layer of wood chips in the bottom. This is this serves a similar function. The water sits in that layer and it's like a giant self-watering bed. You go to your big box stores and you can actually buy these self-watering beds now from your big box hardware stores. But I make them out of fridges and washing machines, and instead of it costing like over $100, it costs like maybe $25 for a fridge or a bathtub from the tip, you know, from the rubbish dump. And the rubbish dump actually sells them these days. You used to be able to get them for free, but it doesn't happen that way anymore. But anyway, the reason why I mentioned about that, people, you've got to adjust your gardening method for the climate that you're in, is what I think that we can both see. You're in a high rainfall area, okay? And if you were digging your gardens into the soil, okay, to make a low place, you would probably find that you would get a bog and that bog would become more or less permanent, okay? And, you know, bogs are not good places for growing vegetables.
No, you know, what I found by digging around here and putting steel posts into the ground is they didn't call them the Rocky Mountains for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
we have just, if you go down, I mean, literally an inch or two, and sometimes right on the surface, there will be rocks, everything from the size of your thumbnail to the size of a Volkswagen. And, I mean, we have rocks that are just, I mean, it's amazing, in this, where I live anyway. Now, there are areas around here when you get down into the flats that have really deep black dirt that are just amazing places to grow everything. But I don't like being in low places because they do tend to, there's potential for flooding and things like that. So
yeah.
I do live at about 3,800 elevation is about what mine is right here.
Yeah. Well, we live, I think, probably about 300 or 400 feet above sea level. And it's high enough to, and the other thing is there's a big creek valley, a big river stream valley running through the middle of our block. Last year we had the biggest rainfalls in about 50 or 60 years, and the stream in the valley flowed for something like 6 months or more. But normally it's a dry creek. It's a dry creek bed. And, you know, but that was absolutely wonderful. It used to be a permanent creek. But you know something, there's been something happening over the last 30 years with the rainfall. And I think that it is the geoengineering that is going on. The fact that they've been spraying such huge quantities of aluminium into the atmosphere. It is actually drying out the climate where we are. It has nothing to do with carbon dioxide. That's all just a farce. But I think that it does have a lot to do with the fact that they're spraying aluminium, because you've got, you know, this is all a former gold mining area all around where we are. And it's all, you've got wells that up until the 1980s were permanent wells next to the track where the Cobb & Co. Coach used to drive through the forest 100 years ago. The track is still there, the well is still there, but there's hardly ever any water in it these days, and they put the well in 100 years ago so that the Cobb & Co. horses would have something to drink, you know, in the middle of the Australian bush on a hot summer's day. They've hardly ever got any water in them now, but the locations of them are still there. And like I say, the creek that we have running through our property was actually running until about 1993 or 1994. And I think that something that you would have found when you moved where you were is the benefit that can be had from making friends with the old-timers in the area. They're just an absolute wealth of information.
Yep, I have actually, that is absolutely true. One of my best friends is a guy named Tom, and he used to own the property that I'm at right now, and he lives in front of me sort of now, and he just has all kinds of information about the area here, and I would not even have bought this place if it did not have such a good well, but it's actually only, the well is only 60 feet deep, and it produces 40 gallons of water a minute. So, I mean, it's really incredible. Why? Plus, it's not alkaline. It's not hard. Does not have a ton of iron in it. It's excellent water. The best we've ever had here. But you were mentioning your winter, you know, being so much rain. This last winter for us, we had the fifth largest snowfall since 1899 last winter. It was really something. And we get...
And I'll bet
and
you...
I do use a greenhouse.
I've not had anywhere near as much. Or probably this coming winter for you will be a lot drier, because this winter, this one, I'm quite disappointed in the level of rain that we've had, you know. It's been nowhere near as much, and it's been gentle falling rain rather than really heavy showers that we need to get the drainage lines going and to get the dams filled. You know?
Yeah, do you have a well, Gwyneth?
What we have, for our house water, we collect rainwater from our roof. And we have 40,000 litres, that's 10,000 gallons of rainwater storage capacity. And that's our drinking water. But for the agricultural water, we have a system of dams, okay? In this country, they call them dams. Where you are, they would probably call them ponds. Okay, so you get drainage lines that are bulldozed through the bush, okay? The water runs into the drainage line and gets channeled into the pond, and it stays there. This particular pond, I think that it was probably dynamited out. That's just my environmental science knowledge, and the fact that you've got enormous rocks that are just sitting, you know, a little distance away, that seem to have come from the bottom of the dam. And I asked our local old timer if that was in fact the case, and he was very, very edgy about that. He didn't want to comment. It basically is a gigantic hole that goes straight into the granite bedrock, and there seems to be a spring at the bottom of it, which is exactly what would happen if you dynamited it. Yeah, we're heading into another break, so there we go. Be back soon.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello there. This is Isaac speaking. We have Kyle on the line from Montana, and this is the last segment of your hour on the show today, and after the news at the top of the hour, we're going to have your lovely wife Sharon on the show. What would you tell people if they wanted to set up this kind of self-sufficient lifestyle? What would be the one big bit of advice that you would give them or more than one if you want, if they're choosing land? What would be your main advice if they were wanting to set up this sort of place?
I would surely find out water is key to almost everything. And the type of climate, I would really want to know what that, because there is microclimates, especially in the mountains. It's really strange. Where I used to live, I was about 45 miles from the nearest town, and there would be people that would be literally maybe a quarter of a mile away from me, and they would be 10 to 15 degrees in the wintertime, and sometimes even in the summer, cooler than I was.
Wow.
We have microclimates all over the place. I've got, and even where I moved to right now, there is a friend of mine that literally lives a quarter of a mile as the crow flies away from me, maybe a little over, maybe 3/8 of a mile. And the other day, I had 37 degrees here, Fahrenheit, in the morning, and he had 33, and it frosted his tomatoes, you know? So we you have to, you know what you're going into. If you're going to be somewhere in Arizona, you're going to deal with a completely different problem than you're going to deal with in the Rocky Mountains. But on the bright side, in the Rocky Mountains of the United States up here, we deal with we usually have grass year round. There's some really good things. You just have to use a greenhouse because you're going to need the extra month in the spring and about 3 weeks and 3 to 4 weeks in the fall for growing season. But I have a 12-foot by 48-foot greenhouse that that is just full of squash and corn and tomatoes and beans and, I mean, just absolutely loaded. My greenhouse is just amazing. I mean, I only planted this year maybe about 20 feet of tomatoes and maybe, I don't know, 15 plants or something along that line. And I must have literally 200 tomatoes at least coming in really soon. That's bigger tomatoes. I don't have any cherry tomatoes at all. I mean, just at least 200 to 300 of them in that little area, and it'll be all we can do to give them away and eat them, and because we've already got everything canned that we wanted. But and I have peppers and all kinds of stuff growing in this greenhouse. It's just that's the only way to grow pretty much up here, unless you're in the real quite a bit lower elevations. But choose the land wisely, and water is the biggest thing as far as I'm concerned, and the microclimate that you particularly live in. You can adapt to almost anything else, but if you've got poor water or very little of it, you're going to be hurting. You cannot live without water for your plants, your animals, and you. You just can't hardly do it.
I would absolutely agree. Two winters ago, we had one of the driest winters that we've ever had. This was the one before we had the big flood. And we had a horrible, horrible, horrible summer. And we bought water in 20,000 litre truckloads, probably about four times over the summer, and each one of those truckloads cost $270. None of the rest of it happens if you don't have the water. We bought the water because there were crayfish and there were catfish in the dam, and we were using the dam to irrigate vegetables. And now there's almost 3 million litres of water in the dam, and I'm feeling much happier.
Yeah,
we're heading into the top of the hour break. It's been great speaking with you, Kyle, and I look forward to speaking with Sharon after the news.
You bet. Yep, I feel the same.
Okay.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.